This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. Talk Live.
The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. And you are free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves, just as Jim did in that last segment. And, you know, you're going to get to say what you want to say. And we're going to say what we want to say. And we may not always agree. And, you know, that doesn't mean you can't call back. It doesn't mean that, you know, it doesn't mean anything.
I just can't understand why people hate people because of, or dislike, or think they're going to, well, I guess they just dislike people or say horrible things about people who do things in the privacy of their own home, or, you know, boys kissing boys and stuff like that. Is like, you know, especially like the whole gay or lesbian or transsexual, like, I can't wrap myself around any of that hatred at all, because those people have never ever caused me any aggravation in my life. They haven't taken my rights away.
I think it's two things. One, it's you know, the sort of religion is as religion is in the United States today, right? So I would venture to say that even if you read the Bible in a vacuum, right, you never had a preacher man, you never had a parent, you never had a teacher, you never had anybody tell you what it says, but you just read it and, you know, developed your own religion surrounding the Bible, that would be a pretty different religion than the religion that we have that we call Christianity today. So, one, you know, the Christianity, the Bible, doesn't spend a heck of a lot of time talking about gay folks, especially when you start looking at the translations, you know, not the English translations, but the Aramaic and things like that. And Greek. When you look at those, you'll see that there's far fewer mentions of gay folks, because some of it's just popped in the English translations. They take basically pedophiles and perverts and turn them into homosexuals, and that's not the same thing. And so, you know, there's that, right, on one hand. Secondly, I think people think to themselves, they put themselves in the shoes of the parents, right? And a lot of parents would be happier if you would go ahead and provide them with grandchildren. Right. And, you know, do it quickly so that we have them in our youth. And so they, you know, the homosexuality is looked down on from that standpoint because it disturbs this trend of providing, you know, older folks with grandchildren. So those are my two thoughts on the subject. I mean, you know, my mother loves my my son very much.
Do you want grandchildren, Mark?
Do I want grandchildren? I've never thought about it. I didn't want children. Right. Laura wanted children. So I probably will feel the same about grandchildren as I do about my child, which is beforehand I didn't want them, and afterwards I'm like, that's just great, right? Like, I think this is the best decision. Interesting, I have a good friend who also feels the same way. He didn't want children, but his wife did, and then once he had one, he's like, let's have four. Now, I don't want to have four, but I'm happy with the one I have. So, yeah, there you go. That's my thoughts on the subject. Let's go to Terry calling in from Manchester. Terry, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, boys and boys and girls, I guess, today.
That's right. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com. You can peer upon Angie's lovely visage.
Well, that's what I wanted to talk to you about initially off the bat. I'm a bit of a tech head. I'm kind of a tech guy. I don't want to brag or anything, but I'm kind of known as Tech Head Terry. People call me around Manchester and elsewhere on the internet. But I noticed you got a few cameras set up, seems to be on an auto switch, so you seem to be switching auto, but all of the times when the camera switches, it's just on her, and she is very, very beautiful lady, but she's not talking, really, and it's you guys talking, and you're off camera the entire time.
Okay, I'm I don't understand what's going on. There should be a third cam set up that comes
now,
up.
And it just switched over, and God, I wish it hadn't.
Right, Elton Jay.
Yeah, I mean, Angie's just like,
I'm not gonna lie.
You know,
now I kind of understand why you were keeping it on her. Oh, God.
There should be another camera. There should be a three camera setup.
I got a question for that guy. Why you wear a shirt with no sleeves on it when you got this hairy arm?
Oh, I'd love to tell you about this shirt. So my friend, Rob Mathias.
I don't want to hear about it.
This is the most comfortable shirt I own. This is my favorite shirt. Like,
he's right, though. You should not bare your upper arms.
Oh, well, I really don't care.
They look like the upper arms of a bear.
My wife really likes it, actually.
that's good.
Don't worry about what they say, Jay.
I got this shirt.
If the wife likes it. And you guys probably know, for all you historians of LRN.FM, you know that they used to actually wear no shirts at all on Tuesdays, world famous Topless Tuesdays.
It is warm in here right now.
Yes, well.
I concur.
So what kind of microphones y'all working with there anyway?
RE37s. Somebody who doesn't wear reading glasses, just read along the edge there.
RE27s.
Yeah. RE27s, excuse me.
Oh, that's a nice rig, baby. You guys got a beautiful setup. What kind of audio interface y'all working with? You got a full board? What are we dealing with here?
Well, we've got everything that there is, but you're going to have to call in on a different night, Terry, and talk about those.
Baby, hit me with those specs, baby.
We don't know the answers.
Thanks for the call, Terry. I appreciate it. Actually, call in on a night that Ian's here, and he can talk to you about all the processing equipment. But you're right. We do have all the best stuff. Ian is an audiophile and loves his good stuff. But, Jay, you mentioned how you liked my voice of the angel that I did earlier.
Oh, yeah.
And you wouldn't be able to get that quite as well if you didn't have the RE27 here. It's just it's that kind of mic that'll pick up those really deep
And if anybody likes voices, Silver Dave loves doing like comedian voice like impressions and stuff. And he was listening to himself or something, I guess, from the last Wednesday. And he's like, man, you could do great voices with those mics. They're so awesome.
Right. They're built. These aren't singing microphones. These are talking microphones. And they're built specifically for the range, the human range. Sorry, Angie. They're built specifically for the male human range.
That's okay.
They really don't make good women's mics. And I think it's probably the singing mics would be better for women just because of the higher notes. That's just a guess. So anyway, let's go to the phones. We've got Phoenix calling in here, probably calling in from Illinois. Phoenix, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, folks. King Mark the First. I'd love to, regard you as that. You sound more like Michael Dean right now.
Chris, I have Michael Dean's microphone at home.
Well, why don't you bring it in? That's supposed to be better.
No, he's got the RE20. Well, this is a slightly better mic for way
sure,
too much
that is
more.
Racist, and you shouldn't say things like that.
Indeed, yes.
I'm stoked that you have one of Rob's shirts. You got that from what is it called?
Jay.
The Libido Funk Circus.
Oh yeah, this is Jay. No, Hostel Del Funk. So Rob Mathias, who used to do the Rebel Love Show on LRN, now is an entrepreneur. And he's an importer. He actually goes down to Central America in the wintertime. He's a snowbird at 30-something. And then he's been cruising around festivals selling funked-up threads. HostelDelFunk.com, I believe, is his website. You can find him there. But he's festivals all over the Northeast, and he gets these things imported from little towns in Costa Rica, Peru, some other place, too.
What was that website one more time?
HostelDelFunk.com, I believe, is his website. I'll have to definitely ask him.
That's what I love.
Yeah.
I love hijacking the airwaves in order to, throw out some great agorist stuff. I'm calling tonight because, it's this great holiday that we all have come used to celebrating, 9/11. I don't know if everybody is aware, but Richard Grove, host of Tragedy and Hope, he's a man that's done amazing work with John Taylor Gatto. He's actually been doing a 24-hour live stream covering every single little detail about 9/11, from the trillions of dollars that were lost by the Pentagon to the trillions of dollars that were made on put options in the days before 9/11, all the way to every single whistleblower that James Corbett has covered in the past few days, from Brian Jennings, who was actually trapped in Tower 7, whose personal, you know, personally watched the towers fall from Tower 7. He was in Tower 7, and he watched Towers 1 and 2 fall.
Then he got out of Tower 7, and then it fell?
He did.
Wow, yep. That's an amazing story. Absolutely. Phoenix, thank you for the call. Appreciate that. Lots of strange things going on today. Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of LicoChops, get the 3rd bottle free. New improved LicoChops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try LicoChops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasiewicz for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion, located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge, featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. Mark with you.
Jay.
And Angie.
Do you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty? Well, you could do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker. You know that people love to read them. You've pulled forward in traffic just to be able to read somebody's bumper sticker. Check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at LibertyStickers.com. It's LibertyStickers.com. So, I guess we've kind of run the course on calls here, and we have been all over the map between sort of religion and 9/11 and Tulsi Gabbard and just a bunch of other things here. But, Angie, you brought in a story about a guy who's, had some healthcare problems in Canada. Go ahead.
He did. It was a story from LifeNews.com.
And I suspect Life News is not an unbiased reporting source.
We'll let people form their own opinions, right?
But you can't always get your stories from unbiased sources because the unbiased sources aren't interested in stories like this. They are biased. Those unbiased sources are biased, and they're biased towards the government. And in this case, this is a pretty anti-government story.
The headline says, disabled 41-year-old man is euthanized after funding for home health care runs out. Canadian Sean Target, aged 41, was killed by assisted suicide after health officials decided to cut the funding for his in-home care hours. Mr. Target suffered from...
Taggart, I think, is how we're going to pronounce it. Yeah,
thank
that's
you.
How I would, with the emphasis on that. Yeah.
I was just thinking Target, you know, because I go there too much.
Oh, yeah, there's an R in a different place.
Mr. Taggart suffered from motor neuron disease, which is known in Canada as amyotrophic lateral sclerosis. His illness reduced his ability to move his body, eat, or speak. However, his mental awareness remained unaffected. Doctors recommended 24-hour in-home support to support Mr. Taggart.
Can you imagine being trapped in your own body in that way? I mean, like,
no,
the parts don't move, but, you know, there you are, just sort of bored. I mean, think about the interface that people have more or less on their phones, right? I mean, this is the way that we combat boredom these days. He can't move his thumbs, his fingers, or whatever. I see a picture of him here with his hands folded on his lap.
Yep.
Likely because he can't move his arms. Yeah, he's sitting in front of something, but it's probably because somebody's changing out videos in front of him till he dies.
However, Vancouver Coastal Health initially only offered Mr. Taggart 15 and a half hours of care a day, which was then raised to 20 hours a day, meaning that Mr. Taggart was forced to pay $263.50 a day for the remaining care that he needed to survive.
So I'm kind of curious about that part. So they, the doctors recommend 24 hours, and then the Vancouver Coastal Health, which I guess is just Vancouver's healthcare system because they have socialized medicine up there in Canada, says, oh, how about 15 and a half hours? And then they up it to 20 hours. So 4 hours a day is he's unwatched. But, I mean, you know, if somebody wasn't watching me from the hours of, say, 2 a.m. to 6 a.m., they wouldn't notice much.
What if they broke it up in like 15 or 30 minute increments?
Right. Well, if, you know, like one shift leaves me for 2 hours,
yep.
Another shift leaves me for 2 hours, yeah, that'd be absolutely fine by me. All right, Mark, time to go. We're putting on Avengers Endgame out of here, and that's 2.5 hours. You'll be fine. I don't know how long it is. Maybe it's 3 hours. Whatever.
According to Grandin Media on social media, Mr. Taggart wrote a status which explained that the two Vancouver Coastal Health officials visited his home and confirmed that they were cutting funding for his already inadequate care hours. After receiving this news, Mr. Taggart wrote a number of devastating social media statuses which read, "So last Friday, I officially submitted my medically assisted death paperwork. With lawyers and doctors, everything is in proper order. It's been a month since I submitted my appeal to the Vancouver Coastal Health Patient Care Quality Department. They didn't even respond. Welcome to the great Canadian healthcare system."
So he's like, I need more care, and they didn't even bother to respond.
Nope, in a month.
And, you know, I'm sort of two minds on this, right? So I can see how any organization that's required to pay for, healthcare for somebody is going to sort of, you know, look at any given situation and say, all right, there's too much money going over here. We need this money for this. You know, like they're allocating funds. But when it's the government, they then become basically executioner. You know, I mean, the death panels that they talked about when we were, when Obamacare was being pushed through. I mean, isn't that what this is?
Well, if health care becomes a right the way the American leftists say it's a right,
yeah,
you will most certainly have death panels. I mean, you have a right to own property. We can all agree on that. But it, does that mean that that you are assigned a piece of property and it's yours just because you happen to be here? You know, there's a difference between, you know, rights have, you know, replace the word rights with responsibility. I mean, it takes a lot of responsibility to own that property. But, you know, health care just can't be just doled out for free to everybody because somebody's got to pay for it. There's no such thing as free health.
Can you define the death panel? Like, what would that be?
Sure. So, you know, any organization that's paying for, health care for somebody has to make a decision, right? Like, let's say it's you.
Yeah.
Right? Like, let's say you're in bad shape and you're going to have to be taken care of for the rest of your life.
Okay.
And with a lack of care, you die. And with, enough care, you'll continue to peter on. But it'll deplete all of the savings in your family, right? Like, you have to spend every penny that you guys have put away. Your husband has to, when you do finally die, and we all will, like every one of us listening or talking right now are gonna die. So when you do finally die, not only do you die, but you die and the people you love are impoverished at the same time. Well, they're probably going to make a decision, right? That they're probably going to say at some point or another, this is just too expensive to keep going. And there's no, she wouldn't want to live like this is what they'll tell themselves and things like that, right? But, the reality is that that healthcare is a service. Services cost money. And that money is part of the decision-making process.
Okay.
We're told that when the government takes it over, money goes out of the decision-making process. But Mr. Taggart here stands in stark contrast to that horse crap that you're being fed by the left when it all finally happens. Obamacare collapses as it's designed to do, right? The monopoly that was created, the cartelized health insurance industry that was created under Obamacare finally collapses, finally draws pricing up so high that people demand that the government step in and fix this problem by taking over universal health care. I will point out that prior to Obamacare, under George Bush, the United States government paid out $3 out of every $4 in health care. We already had socialized medicine. With Obamacare, it's more than $7 out of every $8 is now being paid out by the government. So, I mean, you know, there's still elective surgeries that people can take, and there's still some people who are holdouts like me who don't pay their health care, with USDs as opposed to, insurance.
I don't have any health insurance, and I just, you know, deal with healthcare on a...
I don't have insurance.
Basically, when I... Yeah. You know, with cash.
The number, 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE. Are you for socialized medicine? Do you have an explanation for this? I'd love to hear it. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. Mike comparison. So many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has helped for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking at the Pentagon on the 18th anniversary of the 9/11 terror attacks, President Trump says 9/11 was a testament to American strength and perseverance.
In times of distress, the heart of the American patriot only grows stronger and more determined.
Busy day for the president as back at the White House he was chatting with reporters about the sudden departure of National Security Advisor John Bolton.
He's somebody that I actually had a very good relationship with, but he wasn't getting along with people in the administration that I consider very important.
The Supreme Court told the Trump administration on Wednesday it could implement its policy denying asylum to migrants at the southern border who have not sought protection from another country. The policy is still facing some legal challenges, though, at the lower courts. For more news, check out USARadio.com. This is USA Radio News.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors, for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350-350.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Jay.
And Angie.
I want to tell you about Freedom's Phoenix. It's a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. And what that means is they collect a bunch of news stories that are relevant to people who like the ideas of liberty. So I read it every single day. Like, no kidding. Every single day. So I made a list here. It's the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. They're very good at that stuff. Plus, all the news you possibly want to hear on dirigibles and airships. Ernie's the guy who puts it together, is passionate about blimps. So, but you know, the one I'm thinking about today is the historical findings. If you're interested in those kind of stories where they found a special gold pot in, I don't know, Pompeii, or, you know, found a Viking king with a cool sword in Sweden. Yeah. Freedomsphoenix.com is the place to go get that. And so much more. Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. Be, you know, read with me at freedomsphoenix.com. Angie, we were talking about this story about the great Canadian healthcare system where everybody is taken care of for no dollars at all. Like, they're for free, you're taken care of, cradle to grave. It's just that sometimes the grave comes sooner than you might think.
That's a trick, isn't it? Because do they use dollars or pesos in Canada?
You do use dollars in Canada.
I don't understand then.
Canadian dollars.
The article continues and said Mr. Taggart was killed by assisted suicide on August 6th. Canada is home to some of the world's most sinister euthanization and assisted suicide laws, as even those without a terminal illness or those suffering from a mental illness are eligible to be killed by medically assisted death.
Now, this is from lifenews.com, so obviously they have a stance on, medically assisted suicide. I suspect they're against medically assisted suicide at all. I do not come down on that side, but I would say that there was a story, and I think I might have read it on the air with you guys, out of maybe Denmark or Belgium or something like that, of this young lady who had been sexually assaulted, and somehow it mentally disturbed her so much.
I do remember that.
That she decided, I think it was on her 17th birthday or 18th birthday, to be euthanized. There was nothing medically wrong with her. She was a completely healthy young lady, and, she decided to kill herself, basically have doctors help her kill herself because she couldn't put up with what was going on in her head. And I like to think of myself as progressive on subjects like this. You know, it's your life. You get to do with it as you please. But I cannot help but consider that a waste, a terrible waste of a life, somebody had something bad happen to them, and they did. And the best solution they could come up with is suicide. It makes me very sad.
At 17 years old.
Yeah.
Your entire life.
Makes me so sad to think of it. That somehow she couldn't put whatever joy she must have experienced in that amount of time. They just wouldn't counteract the pain that she felt she was experiencing. And I don't know what else to say about it. I find medically assisted suicide for young people with mental health issues to be sad.
Yeah, it's too bad. I mean, I have a friend a couple years ago. I was a little concerned about that because they have talked about suicide and like some stuff got bad with his like relationship and stuff. And I was like, dude, if you're that depressed, why don't you try some psychedelics? Give it a shot. He's one of these guys who's like, he thinks anything that's like not approved by normal things is not good. I'm like, so go eat some mushrooms. Go do an ayahuasca thing.
You might as well. I mean, you've got a little bit of money in life, one would presume.
This guy's got a little bit of money.
Do something like that. We had a caller call in, and this has been a few years now, but a caller who had been sexually molested as a child, an older man, probably older than I am, I don't know what the story is. He just said that he was sexually molested as a child. And that basically he built a business and he finished the business and now he's done with that and he just can't get over this one thing that happened. And I think he might have been in Canada, but I'm not entirely sure. What we had read on air is that MDMA or Molly or whatever you're calling this particular drug, MDMA is its sort of name, and I couldn't give you the whole
chemical acronym.
Yeah, ecstasy is another term they use for it. Is used by counseling organizations in Canada to help people who are dealing with PTSD from either sexual trauma or from, soldiering or whatever, and that they've had quite a bit of success with it. So, we said, hey, go do that first. You might as well spend the money on it if you're going to kill yourself.
And, of course.
Because he was talking about leaving a bunch of money to Free Talk Live. I'm like, no. Take the money you were going to leave to Free Talk Live and go to Canada for this. And, I certainly would love some money given to Free Talk Live. I love that and whatever. But, the guy, I wouldn't want him to do that. I mean, it's terrible, right? So he did, and he, wrote back later, and he said, thanks, guys. You gave me a new life. Thank
That's
you.
Excellent.
Yeah. And that basically this had helped him in some way. Even if it was only temporary, right? Even if these terrible thoughts creep back in, he can go do it again, and maybe it'll have more of an effect. Either way, he got X number of years out of it, and it's still better.
I have some personal friends that I made out in Colorado that claim that they've treated themselves essentially with Molly.
Uh-huh.
And they're not like, into like doing Molly like all the time. They did it. One girl said she did it for basically a summer off off of college, and she's hasn't, you know, a couple of years before this, and she hadn't done it since, and she feels fine. And she just kind of did it on a whim, like, you know, why not? And she didn't want to get on, like, the drugs that all the mass shooter killer kids are on.
Right.
Lepotrochic.
So she dealt with her depression in that way?
So she just kind of, like, did it, like, black market style. She internet research, and basically the first time she did it, she, like, called up some of her friends and was like, hey, I want you to help me out with this. This is what I'm going to do. And, like, the one friend's, like, freaked out. It's an illegal drug. Why would you do this?
Yeah.
So the one friend left. A few other friends hung out with her. She did her...
Yeah,
ecstasy or Molly or whatever, and but it wasn't like she was out at a rave and some, you know, party or something kind of thing. It was literally she took it as medicine and with that intent.
Right. If you if you're at home and you've got some bottles of water nearby, the chances are good that she'll be just fine.
And some sober babysitters. She literally, some of her closest friends just hung out. Basically, she had like a slumber party with some of her closest girlfriends.
Right. The biggest problems with Molly are like overheating and dehydration and drinking too much water.
You have to pee a lot.
It can go one way or the other.
Yeah.
Well, you can drink too much water. I guess you can't really tell how much water is enough is, or like thirst when you're on Molly or something.
Right. You know, I mean, people get sort of, people can get a little neurotic about drinking water. If you're drinking water every minute, it can be bad.
Maybe somebody with Molly or ecstasy experience could call into the show and explain it to us, because I don't really understand it. So.
Okay.
Well,
go ahead, Angie.
No, I'm good.
All right. So... anyway, that's what you know happened with this guy. And as far as it goes with the assisted suicide thing, I don't support it, but I think it's your right. It's two things, right? Like, I may not support you doing a big fat grawler of cocaine, but it's your right.
Mm-hmm.
And assisted suicide even more so. I don't support it because, you know, you're ending your life, but for people who are in terrible pain from terminal illnesses or, you know, things like that, I can see it. But for people who are, you know, suffering from mental pain, I feel like there's some kind of therapies you could try ahead of this. Maybe I'm wrong. You know, certainly ignorance plays a role here. I don't have to deal with these kind of problems in my life. Thank God for that. The number, 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE if you have any thoughts on the Canadian healthcare system and their role in this man's suicide, or assisted suicide generally. The number, 855.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA recently reported that 70% of all veteran suicides are by vets who have never been to the VA. There's a saying, when a person's name is written down where people can see it, that person will never be forgotten. Many of our veterans, past and present, feel that nobody cares about them. We will be holding the first Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Memorial Tournament. All the proceeds will go to purchase MP3 players for veterans. I know that veterans and their families all over the country will hear this announcement and not be able to play at the golf outing, but want to help. So here's your veteran's tip of the day. If you have a family member or a friend that is a veteran, for $100 you can honor them and make sure they will never be forgotten. Go to songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us and sponsor a tea or a green in their name. Keep their memory alive. This has been your veteran's tip of the day.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. The number, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. I want to get right back into this news story, Angie. We've got this story from Canada where this guy, 41?
41.
Years old, had some kind of terrible disease.
ALS.
ALS, and he can't move good portions of his body. He was prescribed by the doctors to have 24-hour care, and at no point did the Canadian healthcare system give him his 24 hours worth of care. And at some point, they cut it down to like 15 hours, 15 and a half hours. 15
and a half.
15 and a half hours, and he committed suicide, doctor-assisted suicide, and I guess this goes on quite a bit in Canada, like 3,000 cases per year? Is that what we were saying?
It says in 2018, Canada's euthanization figures soar with over 3,000 Canadians killed by their doctor. That is correct. 3,000 cases a year.
Go on with the story, if you would.
A Comrest poll found that nearly half of the British population is concerned that if the option of ending one's life was made legal, some people would feel pressurized into killing themselves. It is becoming increasingly evident that the suicide laws could lead to vulnerable people seeing suicide as a treatment option so as not to be burdened to others. In a recent debate in the House of Commons, MP Lynch McKines expressed her concern at the very realistic possibility of the vulnerable being pressurized to die. Ms. McKines said, "My concern is that in the current climate, at a time of overstretched NHS budgets and massively underfunded social care, if assisted dying was legalized, it would begin to be seen as an alternative to treatment and care."
Well, yeah, I think that that's true, and I suspect that's true.
Especially if you're like a ward of the state and you're on like welfare. I mean, my grandfather, this was his problem with legalizing abortion. He figured that, and he grew up in New York State, or he grew up in New York City area, you know, and lived in New York most of his life. And he figured if the government that he lived under his entire life was able to, abortion was legal, and this was years ago, we had this conversation 20 years ago, that a day would come where if you were on welfare and you're going to have your fifth or sixth baby, that the state would somehow obtain this right to say, well, we're executing that baby, for example. That was his problem with it. It shouldn't be illegal or legal. The state should not be involved with it. And that's kind of, I feel the same thing about this, you know, euthanizing it. When you give the state the power to do that, you shouldn't give any power to do that.
I kind of feel like that's what has happened with abortion. If you look at the numbers, so first off, who's for abortion? Democrats, right?
Yeah, and I know people that like literally feel, I had a girl say this, yeah, you're not cool, you know, in like the Democrat thing unless you've had an abortion. They're like almost romanticizing it. Somebody's like hardcore extreme lefty horse chicks that I know, for example.
Yeah, I don't know much about all that, but I can say that, so who's more likely to get an abortion, a Democrat or a Republican?
I would say a Democrat.
Who's more likely to get an abortion, a young person or old person?
I would say young.
Okay. Who's more likely to get an abortion, a poor person, a middle-class person, or a wealthy person?
Poor person.
Okay. Who's more likely to get an abortion, somebody who's white or somebody who of a different ethnicity?
I would say the different ethnicity.
As per person in the U.S. of that ethnicity, yes, absolutely, that's true. There are a lot of white abortions, but it's because there's a lot of white women. The long story short is that these, if there's a genocide going on, if there's some kind of, plan to wipe folks out, it's the folks that they would have wanted to wipe out back in the day anyway.
Oh, you mean the ones that Margaret Sanger talked about?
Right. You know,
what was her famous quote? I don't really know it, but
I don't know what they all are either. And I've heard that. I don't know. I don't even know what the thing is with Margaret Sanger.
The whole thing.
But if it's some kind of genocide, it's working.
Okay, so you guys are both anti-abortion.
No, I wouldn't say that.
Right?
Not really. I mean, me personally, I think it's a poor mistake for a lady to make. I have convinced a few people not to do it in my life. A few friends of mine. When your body goes through pregnancy and then there's an abortion, you know, things aren't following through just physically, like there's rates of like breast cancer are higher, other reproductive type cancers. It's not like, you know, especially if it's like a good healthy baby and stuff, everything's going well. I believe it's radically, radically hard on the woman's body, first off.
Oh, absolutely.
And
it is.
All the girls that I've known, personally known, with the exception of one that I can think of that have had abortions, really emotionally suffer from it. That is probably the worst side effect, I believe, of abortion.
And what I would say is that it's something that, first off, you have to make the decision on your own, right? Like, it's a decision that you have to make for yourself, not to have somebody else, make the decision for you.
So you don't think that the dad or whoever the father is should have some say?
Absolutely. They should have some say. They should have some say. But, you know, where I come down is I've had a child, right? And
right.
I am the protector of that child.
Right.
You know, and prior to that child, I didn't really give a flip about abortions or not abortions. After that child's born, suddenly I care. And it's because I want to protect my child.
Right.
And I understand the feeling that other people have. So, you know, I can pull that back and say, your life is your life, and you get to make a decision for your family the way you make your decision for your family. But, ultimately, I'm against it personally.
So you think that it's a woman's choice, but if you were in the situation
personally, it's a serious decision.
Right,
I think is what
it is. But it's also a huge decision to bring a child into the world that,
sure,
one, you can't care for, one, you're a drug addict, one, that you're a drug baby, one, that, you know, it's not going to be able to survive in the conditions that it's going to live in, homeless, on the street. There's no telling.
Yep.
So. I've had a couple of friends, probably about 8 different times now, like, literally, you know, growing up on a horse farm, there's all these young girls around, and that, you know, some of them in their, you know, late teens, early 20s, and they're like, oh, I can't really handle it, college, blah, blah, blah. And basically what I told them was the reasons why I think that they shouldn't. But I did tell them that I wouldn't hate them if they went through it, that I would support them either way. And a couple of them, I think, I know I've talked a few of them out of it, and a few of them went ahead with it and did it. And as their friend, you know, I supported them. based on their decision. But they were in some pretty tough spots, you know. And, I mean, that it's not a position I would want anybody to be in, that's for sure.
Let's go to the phones. We've got Sal calling in from Arkansas. Sal, you're on Free Talk Live.
What's up, fellas? How you doing?
Good.
Hey, you know, you were talking about this thing in Canada about assisted suicide and things, but I am a huge fan, and I think
a huge fan of assisted suicide?
No, of a guy that was saved because this law is not in act.
Oh, okay.
And his name is Corey Sharone. You know that name?
No.
No.
Okay. But this is kind of
Corey Sharone.
All right. When people call in and drop names over and over again, it's often a crank. Like, does Corey Sharone have a YouTube?
No. He probably does. You probably C O R E Y.
Oh God.
C H A.
I'm about to drop you.
Why?
Because I think you're plugging some YouTube douche's YouTube channel.
No, I'm telling you, this is the best guy.
Tell me the story.
Ever heard.
What? How did Corey get saved? Tell me the story.
Okay, he's the best guy to ever make it in battle.
You just
rap.
Said that. What? How did he get saved? What was wrong with him? What was his illness?
I just said battle rap.
What? You're battle rap is. Hold on. Battle rap is his illness.
No, battle rap is his salvation. Autism was his illness.
Battle rap?
Autism.
What is battle rap?
Battle? Oh, my God. Are we really... is this amateur hour? What is this?
Amateur hour? I've been on the radio for 20 years. You're the one who can't stop dropping Corey's name. What did you say?
You can't get 10 viewers at any given time.
On what?
What does that make your life?
My life, I'm on 200 radio stations. What are you talking about? This isn't a YouTube channel. Get out of here. Crank calls.
Battle Rap Gamer is what, like, the search shows?
Yeah.
I don't know. It must be. I don't know.
If you go on somebody's channel who's only getting 10 views or whatever he's claiming, why would you take the time to go on there? Just wondering.
Well, I don't know. Why? Who's only getting 10 viewers?
That's his claim. I don't know.
Oh. Well, right now, are we broadcasting on YouTube right now?
Maybe we're on YouTube. Maybe he's seeing that on YouTube. Maybe he's seeing it on DLive or Twitch. I don't know which channel he's listening on. We're on three different video streams, plus cam.freetalklive.com, plus satellites that span North America and Africa, plus up to 200 radio stations at any given time. I'm thinking we're doing okay for listeners. That's what I'm thinking. Free Talk Live.
Balance of nature. Changing the world one life at a time.
While I'm searching for the perfect balance, there's hundreds of thousands of chemicals just in an apple alone, and hundreds of thousands in an orange, and all of them. If I can just remove the water without damaging all of the other chemistry, then I can pack it more dense. I never imagined that I would be able to get it down to 3 fruit capsules and 3 vegetable capsules and have the same nutrient value as eating over 10 servings of fruits and vegetables every day.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And after your third month, we will ship to you at no charge an additional set of fruits and veggies. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FREETALKLIVE.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.